This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location under the oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy. The Frederica Knights Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the 1-0 Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
It's a good way to start off the season, man.
Yeah, 1-0. It's always good to start off 1-0. You know, we got a lot of work ahead of us, but exciting. I thought we progressed week to week. You know, we'll see where we're at this week. I think we're progressing this week, too, as we're going through practice, getting a little bit better, and that's the key. Keep getting better every week, and hopefully we get it all ironed out and hit our peak by the time it's that time of the year, like we're doing the back nine.
So we headed up to Savannah this past Friday night, the rain-soaked Savannah High Stadium, thunder, lightning, very, very frightening me. And it was looking kind of touch and go for a while there, almost like we weren't going to actually get to play the game. The lightning just would not stop, but we were able to get things started. Quite possibly the fastest warm-up session I've ever seen in a high school game. Yeah. And it all wrapped up with a 34-7 victory over the new head-coached Savannah High Blue Jackets.
Yeah, I thought first half, I thought our guys did a really good job. You know, you sat in the locker room for over 2 hours, and it's hard to prepare for that. Like, you don't just practice sitting in the locker room. I mean, the kids, I'm sure, would love to do that. But we don't do that very often. So, you know, you have to be ready. And I thought kids did a really good job of responding to that. We got 12 minutes to warm up. We went out there and we warmed up. And we went out and executed. I thought we executed really well. We took opening drive, went down the field and scored. I think we scored every time in the first half on each possession. So, you know, big thing there was ahead 28-0 at the half. You know, my biggest thing at the half was as we were going into it, talking to Coach Jurgen and all the coaches, was let's get this score right here before the half, and then we get the next possession, we can come out in the second half and try to punch it in and get up 35-0. You know, it didn't work out the way we wanted to with the fumble. So we got that was just kind of one of the things that I wanted to do, see if we could double up, get 14 points right there unanswered. Things we got to work on, you know, because we're going to defer the ball a lot. So when we come out of that half, we got to be ready to go. And, you know, bad snap. And that was what the key was. But I think overall, you know, when you start looking at things, offense played pretty well. Defense played pretty good. Special teams was pretty solid. We practiced a few things in special teams, and I thought that the kicking game was pretty good. I thought Mary Ford kicked it really well in some spots that we had practiced all week. And, you know, I thought our kids, you got those three phases, and you got to execute in all of them and not give up any plays. And with Savannah, very athletic team. I thought they played really hard. Talked about that earlier. I thought they played extremely hard. You know, we just kind of, you know, outflanked them in some stuff. And I thought our kids did a really good job of adjusting and understanding what we were doing and adjusting to what they were doing on defense and offense, trying to create, you know, some chaos. But our kids handled it really well, which that's a testament. The coach has done a good job of getting our kids prepared and being ready.
This is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, you know, it was the same situation this year with the Blue Jackets like it was last year, where they've got a lot of really good athletes, but just the environment of the team is not cohesive. They're not playing together. There's a whole bunch of individuals out there.
Well, you know, I think you've got a new coach who's trying to come in and create a culture and get it set up. But at the same time, I don't think Savannah's been very good the last few years. And so it's hard to convince the kids that we need to do it this way and we got to do those things. And I think we were able to take advantage of some of that. I thought that, like you said, certain individuals for Savannah were really, really good. But the overall scheme was not – they couldn't pull off the scheme they were trying to do. And a lot of that had to do with our scheme offensively and defensively of creating – putting them in bad situations, getting leverage on offense, and then defensively we were able to outflank them and do some things as our defensive line, I thought, kind of controlled – and our offensive line. I thought the defensive line, offensive line controlled the line of scrimmage all night long.
You talked all season long last year and all over the offseason about the importance of the four J's, Jalen, Jaden, Jordan, and JC. All four of them getting a touchdown during the first half. Could that not have worked any better than it did?
Well, you know, they said if you were, you know, speaking into fruition, so I guess I was able to speak it in. But I thought we did a really good job of distributing the ball. I thought that Stanton did a great job running offense. He did a good job running the option, throwing the ball down the field. We had him set up in some areas, and we knew that we could take advantage of some stuff, and he did, and made him pay, and he put some balls right on the money, too. You know, the one to Jalen down the sideline was a perfect ball, and then the one to JC across the middle was a perfect ball. So, you know, he was 7 of 8 for 154 yards, 3 touchdowns, and very solid. But he set it up with his feet because he was able to run the option on about the first 3 or 4 plays and get everybody – they had to commit to the run. They had to stop the run. And then when we saw him doing that, we're like, oh, we've got him outflanked in some spots right here. And that's when we were able to take advantage of some things.
It's kind of hard to make a judgment after only one game of the season, but it seems like just in first impressions that he has advanced a lot in his game since last season.
Well – that happens when you get a year of experience and you play and you get those reps all the time and been here all summer getting reps and getting an understanding. And I thought the guys really did a pretty good job with spacing at times. I thought we did a really good job with spacing and understanding space. Kids did a good job communicating on the sideline what they were seeing too. Like the one to Braxton in the third quarter, Braxton was like, "Coach, I can't get the corner. He's flying in on the jet. As soon as he sees jet, he's flying in." I was like, so we were like, well, fake the jet and just throw it over top of him, and bingo. He took about 3 steps in, and Braxton took off down the sideline. We threw it over the top, and perfect ball right in the corner of the end zone. So
yeah, let's talk about the good feet on both the quarterbacks. This is best Friday night. Absolutely gorgeous touchdown catch.
Yeah, I mean, he put both feet in, touched them both in. It was really good. I mean, it was a great ball, great catch, great concentration, you know. And so I just thought overall we did a lot of things really well. You know, and I thought our defense was – pretty rock solid. That first team defense only gave up 2 yards all night long.
Wow, I missed that.
Yeah.
What I didn't miss is that you were able to keep them the entirety of the first half, most of the third quarter, without allowing a first down.
Yeah.
Much less a score. It's a pretty, you know, lights out, shut down kind of defense.
Yeah, I think we had 7 or 8 tackles for loss, a sack because of fumble. Eric caused a fumble, and then Clay fell on it. He recovered it. JC had, like, 3 tackles for loss and a sack. Eric had a couple tackles for loss. Gavin had a tackle for loss. You know, and that kind of goes back to we're, you know, Fuller was sick, and I thought our kids did a really good job. We had to throw some guys in there and play, and they did a pretty good job of holding it down, you know. And that was huge for us going into it. I thought our guys responded well, and our defense played really, really well.
More to come on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory. Over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Seeking the top-rated food truck in Glynn County? 95 Wings is your solution. Offering some of the finest wings, loaded fries, and homemade seafood Alfredo, 95 Wings provides a range of homemade wing sauces, including their signature 95 sauce, garlic buffalo sauce, sweet heat, honey lemon pepper, and sweet teriyaki. To stay informed about our times and locations, text 95 Wings to 21000. Don't be shy. Give us a try. It's 95 Wings, where we sauce them and toss them.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you as we are every Wednesday night, 7:30. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Ashley Business Solutions, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And this traditionally is a time where we talk about the injuries that may or may not be plaguing the team. I had a couple of injury timeouts in the game Friday night. Anything lingering from that? How's the team?
We're pretty healthy. I think Jaden tweaked an ankle, so he's maybe questionable. But I think everybody else is pretty much ready to go. It's big for Jaden to be questionable. But, I think guys are nicked up, beat up a little bit. We played three straight weeks, scrimmages, and then we got the first game. So you're going to get some bumps and bruises. You gotta play through it some. And, that's one of those things. You just got to battle through those and go on and get some treatment. And I think Cam's trying to get everybody ready. So I would expect to see everybody ready to go by Friday night.
Talking about significantly more than bumps and bruises, the injury that occurred to Jordan Rollins last year, taking him out for the season. Looked pretty solid running the ball Friday night. Is he starting to get over that trepidation of playing on an injured knee?
Yeah, I think so. He's starting to get there. The more he plays, the better he's getting. He's starting to feel more comfortable with it. So, he's played a lot of linebacker this week in practice and did a really good job. He's rotating at running back. So, the more and more he goes, the better it's going to get for him. So, I expect him to, probably be about 100% by game four with it mentally, just saying, okay, let's go and play. And it's just going to take a while, it's hard sometimes for kids to get over it a little bit, but same time they got to go out there and put it behind them and play, and he's getting there. So I was excited for him. I thought he ran the ball well. Thought he played defense real well, and he's been pretty solid this week for us.
So a lot of things went right for the team on Friday night. I mean, it's 34-7. It's a lot of things going well on that. What are some of the things that you've been working on this week? I know that obviously the fumble on that opening drive in the second half was a concern. Allowing the 80-yard touchdown run there in the fourth quarter, and then being shut out in one of the quarters in the second half. What are the things that you're concerned with right now?
I'm more concerned about the size of West Nassau and the depth. we got to go, and like I told the kids all week, we got to play fast. We got to play with our hands and get off blocks. If they get a hold of us, they've got us. So we got to make sure they can't get a hold of us. And we got to get down the line. We got to run to the ball on defense. Offensively, we got to stay on blocks, stay low, and we're going to have to get after it. We're going to have to be physical for 48 minutes, and that's hard to do when you don't have a ton of depth. So you got to have some guys hopefully that can step up and play for us and give us some reps here and there. But that's going to be the biggest challenge. I mean, last year it was 14-7 at the half, and the referee gave him a token 7 with his catch down there to end right before the half, or it'd have been 7-7. We just kind of got wore down a little bit. So, it's going to be one of those things that how we create rotations. I know Coach Gibson was talking about it the other night. He was telling some guys, here, get a break. Let's rotate this guy. And they're like, no, I feel good. And he's like, yeah, I know you feel good. It's the second quarter. It's the fourth quarter we're worried about, And so the kids got to start understanding a little bit while we're not pulling them and taking them off the field because we're mad at them. We're trying to give them a little bit of a breather so that they can continue to play later on in the game. So, and we've got some guys, we've been pleasantly surprised with a few folks, and hopefully we can continue to rotate guys, and that'll be huge for us, trying to stay fresh going in the fourth quarter against a team with this much size.
Yeah, it was a significant size difference, both physical size as well as roster size last year, but we're still able to hold it pretty close. I mentioned previously, you know, I've been tinkering around with some AI previews and whatnot, and you know, according to the AI I was using, final score is going to be 28-24, the bad guys, but still, I mean, for it to go from the game last year to expecting to be within a score, that's got to give you at least a little bit of confidence in how far this team has come since last year.
Yeah, I think we're further along a little bit right now than we were last year at this point. We're just older, I think, with our, you know, we played a ton of sophomores last year, now they're juniors. So hopefully, you know, we're going to be right in the middle of it. If we're right within a touchdown or 3 points or 4 points in that fourth quarter, I feel pretty good that hopefully we can make a big play. And that's what we're talking about. We've got to make some big plays, and hopefully we can get out front and grind it down a little bit defensively.
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Over the years, we've named different teams, you know, the toughest team, the greatest team, the smartest team, blah, 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 blah. This team seems so far, I know it's only 1 week into the season, but they seem to be one of the best conditioned teams that you've had in the past. And I know that's something that you've always stressed, is the importance of that summer conditioning regimen and getting and staying healthy as long as you can.
Yeah, and we've actually tweaked it a little bit this year. You know, Coach Barfield, or our trainer Cam Barfield, he's come in and helped us out with some things like, hey, we need to do this on Mondays, we got to do this on Tuesdays, we need to do this on Wednesdays, let's do this on Thursdays. And so we've tweaked a little bit of that. And at the same time, when you only got so many kids, they're getting every snap in practice. So we're trying not to kill their legs at the same time. And so we're not conditioning them to death, but we're doing enough to make sure that they're prepared for it. And so I think that we've done a pretty good job so far. I think the kids have done a good job. And we talk about the kids. We tell the kids all the time, take care of your body. Hydrate as best you can. Make sure you're eating, doing all those things. So our kids, they've got to do those things for us to be successful down the road. And they've done a pretty good job of it so far. And hopefully we can continue to be successful with that.
Yes, that's high praise considering the huge Adam Norman size shoes that's having to fill here.
Yeah.
Have we followed up with Adam in his new role yet?
I am not, you know, I think Cam's come in and done a few good things with us and helping us out, and he's down there all the time. He's an encourager. He's done a great job, and he's actually helping coach a little bit with us. So he gets excited. He's fired up, and he sees the guys. He's right there with them all the time, right in the middle of it, and practicing and everything else. So he's seeing the day-to-day stuff, and, you know, He's come in and communicated really well with us, and he's been a pleasure to work with. Adam was great to work with. So, you know, the biggest thing for us, like I'm saying, just keeping the kids healthy, staying in shape, and being able to execute going into the fourth quarter. Because like I was telling the kids the other day, when you start getting tired, you make mistakes because you get lazy. And you can't get lazy, because if you get lazy, they're going to make a play. And so you have to stay sharp. You have to focus. You have to go, and you have to play each play. Take a breath and go play, and you got to play it hard. You know, we ask for about 4 to 5 seconds, and then you rest for 25 seconds, and then you go hard for 4 or 5 more seconds, and then you rest for 25 seconds. So that's the biggest thing right now for us. Is hopefully we can stay focused from play to play and not get wore down.
It's a long season, and this is just the beginning of it.
Yep.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak, and this segment brought to you by Frederica Pharmacy, 95 Wings, and by Marshland Credit Union. So again, this upcoming Friday night, home opener under the Oaks, taking on the West Nassau Warriors. How important when you're playing a team that is has got the bigger roster, has got some significant bigger players, a couple of D1 commits, I think you said, yeah, on that. How big does the home field advantage play in at least starting to even the odds?
Well, I think it'll be big because we're not on the road. We're not having to go down to Florida, deal with the Florida officiating crews. No shots fired there. But at the same time, you know, you get to stay at home, and you get to be here, comfort your confines. Hopefully, we got a big crowd. I know the weather's looking a little bit touch and go right now, but hopefully that we get a big crowd, and we can get out front. We get everybody excited, and we feed off of it, you know. And hopefully that's what we can do. If we can feed off the crowd out there and get some momentum, that'll be huge for us. You know, when you go on the road, you got a little bit of a crowd, but you got a lot of obstacles to deal with there. One, the bus ride. Two, how's everybody, you know, going to come out of the locker room? You know, now that they're here, they kind of know exactly what we're doing pregame. We're going, you know, light lift, pregame meal, get down, do a little meeting, tape, get ready. You know, Friday night was the first time we've been to Savannah, so we got there, and of course, had the line and delay. We handled it, I thought, really well. But with those things, you don't have to deal with those things here at home. So, and hopefully that crowd will feed the kids, and you know, they'll be excited to play in front of everybody, and you know, hopefully come out and put on a show.
Yeah, it is supposed to be raining for pretty much the entire time of the game Friday night, at least with the early forecast to say it. We can hope that's not the case, but you know, obviously it's likely that that's going to happen. So, how is that? You know, previous years we've had a much more ground-based attack on offense, and we saw a lot more of the air show this Friday night. Is that going to the rain? Is that going to bring us back into a more traditional throwback Frederica offense?
I think for us, we're going to have to take what they give us, you know, and whether you know, I'm sure at some point the weather will. This just depends on how hard it's raining. The ball boys are going to have to be ready to go, and we're going to have a bunch of towels ready to go and keep everything dry and get a couple game balls out of there. I got 28 brand new game balls in there, so if we go through all 28 of them, that's fine. We'll just keep repurposing them as we play. But, you know, the big thing is you know, we're going to have to play. We're going to have to take what they give us because they're huge up front on the defensive line. So if we can out-leverage them in some spots, we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to execute down the field. I mean, if it ain't snowing, we got to be throwing. So, I mean, and it don't snow here. So, you know, we got to be ready to go. So, it's one of those things. We just have to be able to, we got to play through the rain. We're going to have to play through whatever element we get. We got to play through it. We got to just focus on what we got to do one play at a time. And that's, we're going to talk to the kids more and more about that. Just focus on that play. Execute that play and make it happen. And good things will happen. We got to go from play to play. Every single thing, I think we did a good job Friday night of slowing the game down a little bit to give our guys a little bit of a breather on offense. Coach huddled it up, you know, instead of us, our fast pace that we're used to doing sometimes, we slowed it down. I thought we did a good job of huddling and getting out there and didn't get any delay of game penalties. We got close to one. That was because one of the guys didn't go on off the field. But other than that, we're just going to play with what they give us.
This is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So in order to get out of the stadium, we usually save this for, you know, five quick things at the end of the show, but I really want to go a little bit more in-depth on this because for whatever reason, I'm feeling a lot more confident that this is going to be a closer game than it was last year. What are some of the little things that need to happen, that have to happen Friday night in order to even those odds?
We're going to have to make 2 to 3 big plays on offense. We're going to have to make some big plays. We're going to have to create a turnover or two, preferably special teams. We're going to have to win in some areas. And, defensively, we're going to have to game tackle. We're going to have to play fast. We're going to have to play low. We can't stand up. If you stand up and you lose leverage, we're just going to get steamrolled up top because they're that big. So we got to play low. We got to play fast. We got to use our hands really, really well. And the biggest key, we're going to have to block and tackle. That's the biggest thing. We got to block and tackle, and everybody's got to swarm on defense. Offensively, we got to execute to the whistle and make it happen. And again, 2 or 3 big plays, we can hit them, and we can make a play here and there. And if we can keep them behind the chains on second and long, that becomes advantageous to us because they're a run-heavy team. And, we're going to load the box at times, and we're going to have to do some things a little bit uncharacteristic for us. But, hey, we got to go in there. We got to take some chances and, may have to make a play or two here or there. But, if we can make it happen and the ball bounces our way, I think we got a good chance to be right in the middle of it and pull it off. I think they're beatable. They are big, but they're beatable. Everybody's got a weakness in it. I'll tell you this. I think Coach Gibson, Coach Jurgen, we've watched, I don't know how many hours film. I feel like my eyes are going cross watching it so much here lately, but we're trying to find those things. Is this guy, what can this guy do? Which guy's not this good? Who's giving it away? And we've got some keys on defense. When you watch it, you see some guys that give some things away. Offensively, we've identified a few things that we're going to try to expose. And, I think those are the things you look at, like special teams. I spend a lot of time just watching kickoffs and punts. And does this guy step the wrong way? Does this guy step out? Can we get through this gap? And so for us, it's a lot of film study, and we spend hours watching film and trying to come up with a game plan, And the thing is do we have the kids, as the game goes on in the fourth quarter, do we have a kid that can slip through if a guy steps out? Do we have a guy that can slip through and block that punt, get back there fast enough to block the punt? How tired will he be? Will he be a step slower, or is he still going to be able to get that step to make it? And those are the things that you have to look at. And we do a pretty good job of trying to weigh them with everything that we do. So I'm excited. I think the coaches are excited. I think they feel like that they got a little chip on their shoulder that we got something to prove this Friday night. That last year, a little bit, we were in the game, but this year we got a little payback hopefully for them. And it's been pretty intense at practice. I thought yesterday was a really good practice defensively and offensively. The scheme is there. I thought the kids executed pretty well yesterday and today. So we're going to try to tighten it all up tomorrow and get ready.
Frederica Academy Knights 2025 season home opener this upcoming Friday night under the Oaks. 7:30 p.m. on the campus of Frederica Academy taking on the West Nassau Warriors. Be sure to come on out and contribute your voice to the Frederica faithful. Make some noise and let those Florida boys know that we came to play this year. Thanks for joining us for the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak signing off as soon as we get those last two words from Coach D.
Go Knights.